We've been going through the book of Proverbs, and we are up to chapter 6, and it's chapter 6, verses 1 through 19. Now, the book of Proverbs is very interesting. There's a lot of wisdom in the book of Proverbs, and these are little pithy sayings that just sort of stick into your spirit. Now, chapter 6 is about the lessons for daily life. Hear God's word, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 through 19. My child, if you co-sign a loan for a friend or guarantee the debt of someone you hardly know, if you have trapped yourself by an agreement and are caught by what you had said, quick, get out of it if you possibly can. You have placed yourself at your friend's mercy. Now swallow your pride and go and beg to have your name erased. Don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do. Save yourself like a deer escaping from a hunter, like a bird fleeing from a net. Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and be wise. Even though they have no prince, governor, or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer gathering food for the winter. But you lazy bones, how will you sleep? You will wake up. I want you to learn this lesson. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Here is a description of worthlessness and wicked people. They are constant liars, signaling their true intentions to their friends by making signs with their eyes and their feet and their fingers. Their perverted hearts plot evil. They stir up trouble constantly. But they will be destroyed suddenly and broken beyond hope of healing. Now here's some heart-wrenching things that we don't ever think about, because we always think, oh, well, the Lord can't hate anything. But Proverbs verse 16 says, there are six things the Lord hates. No, seven things he detests. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil, feet that race to do wrong, a false witness who pours out lies, a person who sows discord among the brethren. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of the wisdom in Proverbs. And now you know the Lord does hate some things. Amen.